It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
Checking in at
number 5.
Well, the Benghazi report came out today from the Republicans in the House of Representatives Special Select Committee. And this is it was interesting because they did indicate this report, it's 800 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
The digest that I've been able to look at indicates that this the most important piece here is that they should have known that the situation was deteriorating quickly in eastern Libya. And the State Department should have known, the military should have known what was going on. And when they had an ambassador who was placed there, who was gone to that consulate, a U.S. ambassador and then other people that needed to be secured, they did not properly secure. Now, the further wrongdoing or complete, the sort of abject wrongdoing here, not found in this report. Although I do find it curious that she does at a point she's emailing her daughter about the security situation and telling her daughter that this was a terrorist attack when publicly she and underlings were saying no, this is all about a video.
Exactly. There was a protest that evolved out of the video outrage over this video that was on YouTube that disparaged Islam.
Right.
That's what the explanation was from the Obama administration, from Secretary Clinton, and from Susan Rice, then ambassador to the UN. Those were the messaging points. That's what the American people were told. And it turned out to be absolutely false.
Right.
But that rendition.
Why is she emailing her daughter? Her daughter doesn't have a security clearance.
To say, this is a terrorist attack?
Yeah.
Well, and you have to remember that this whole scandal, as I think is fair to say now, led to the email private server investigation. That's how it was initially flagged during the process.
Just seems odd.
It does seem odd.
I know it's family and all that, but emailing a family member about that when it could be intercepted, which it was.
On a private server.
Didn't work out so well, but here she is.
We cannot withdraw or retreat from the world. America needs a presence for a lot of reasons, and the best way to honor the commitment and sacrifice of those we lost is to redouble our efforts to provide the resources and support that our diplomats and our development experts deserve. So I'll leave it to others to characterize this report, but I think it's pretty clear it's time to move on.
All right.
Okay.
There she is. Mm-hmm. Checking in at
number 4.
And now here he comes. Donald Trump says it's time for America to take action. Speaking on the outskirts of Pittsburgh today in Manesson, Pennsylvania, at a steel firm, Trump talked about the Brexit vote.
Our friends in Britain recently voted to take back control of their economy, politics, and borders. I was on the right side of that issue, as you know. With the people. I was there. I said it was going to happen. I felt it. While Hillary, as always, stood with the elites, and both she and President Obama predicted that one and many others totally wrong.
Well, he didn't predict it, actually. 2 days before, they asked him about it. He goes, I don't know. So that's not 100% accurate. And I wanting to say, I predicted this taking credit for part of it and saying it's a good thing. Time will tell. You're already seeing some pretty incredibly drastic things happening. The UK banks have lost 30% of their value.
And the pound is plummeting?
In 5 days. And I don't know that that's necessarily going to be good for the people of the United Kingdom in the long run.
Well, you hope as the details are ironed out that the stability will come back to the markets and come back to the banking system there. And, there will be a lot of strength in knowing the path forward, but this is unprecedented. So what do you do?
We have become more dependent on foreign countries than ever before. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to declare our economic independence once again. That means voting for Donald Trump. I'll do it. No doubt about it. Not even a little doubt.
He'll do what?
America.
What's he
going to
do? America's going to exit from where? America?
I don't know.
Where is it going? And this whole idea of the isolationism and bringing all of the economy back into the four walls of the United States, yeah, it sounds great, but it's not practical. It's not real. It's economically unfeasible.
Well, he said things like he would revoke NAFTA and take a look at trade agreements to make them fairer for America. That's the kind of rhetoric. That's what he says that he will do moving forward.
If he truly believes in that, why was he making all of this stuff overseas? He's going to make the argument because he took advantage of the rules. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing illegal with it. But what he practices and what he preaches are two different things. If he cared so much about that, why was he making the ties in China when there is a great textile industry in the south of the United States of America? Why?
Hillary Clinton stood by idly while China cheated on its currency, added another $1 trillion to our trade deficits, and stole hundreds of billions of dollars in our intellectual property. And I've been talking about China for many years. And you know what? Nobody listened, but they're listening now. That I can tell you.
That he can tell us. Yeah, the interesting thing about that, he's right. He's right about all of that. He is right. That is that China has been stealing our intellectual property, that China has been manipulating its currencies, and it does float on all that. But what is he going to do about it? What is he going to do to the American industries that are there? He's going to tell them they have to come home now? Does his company have to come home from there now?
Or his daughter's company as well? Ivanka also makes a lot of her products there. I mean, you're right. He would say he's taking advantage of a system that's set up to be competitive and drive prices down. But I think the workers' angle on that is the one that's much more difficult to support.
Well, it's a fantasy. None of this can happen. What he's talking about is not. I mean, unless he wants to go to war, or unless he wants to gut the American economy. I mean, how is he going to do any of that? Because do you want to pay? Let me just be honest with you. Let's think about how we live. You want your iPhone to be $3,500? Who's going to buy an iPhone at $3,500?
Very few people.
Bruce Rauner.
Bruce Rauner, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. Here is. All right. One more Trump, and then I'll move on.
And listen to this. The first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, warned that, quote, the abandonment of the protective policy by the American government will produce want and ruin among our people. He understood it much better than our current politicians. That's why he was Abraham Lincoln, I guess.
But he said that in 1861. He said that 155 years ago. He did not foresee the moment of it. If you wanted to go to a foreign country, and I'm not counting Mexico or Canada, or from Washington, you wanted to go to a foreign country, even from Washington, it was a month's trip, right? It was a 3-month trip to get anywhere else in the world. It's very different now. So, and it is a global economy. There is no turning back from that. We could try. We try to take everything in-house. We have to build a bigger wall than he's thinking. But then we don't take advantage of the swim of the money because that you want to be in the pool. He wants us to get out of the pool. He wants us to get out of the pool and go in the hot tub. Well, let me explain something. If you do that, you get out of the pool and you go in the hot tub, you can only stay in the hot tub so long before you have to go back in the pool. Isn't that true?
It's true, but there's no question that treaties like the NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement, have driven jobs to Mexico and a lot of the strong manufacturing jobs that America used to have, good wages for people to raise families on. Those have gone, and that's part of this globalization, and we haven't been very good in America of recreating jobs like that. And I think that's who he's speaking to. I don't know that he has the answer to how you do create those jobs, but I think that becomes the issue here. Not, hey, do we want to participate in this global world? You know, of course you do. Of course you want your iPhone to be cheap and all that stuff.
But you can't have
at
both.
What cost?
But you can't have both. And you have to make a decision. Are we a service economy and an economy that's going to base what we do not just on service, but on development of product and things like that? Is that where the real money is going to be made? That becomes a question.
Plan your home improvement and DIY projects Sunday mornings on WGN-TV. Watch House Smarts with Lou Manfredini, 10:30, followed by Weekend Workbench at 11.
Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
Only in Florida. Man calls 911, complains about his Checkers order being wrong. John May, 53 years old. Old enough to know better.
He called 911.
Charged with misuse of 911 and trespassing.
911, what is the address of the emergency?
The address is 9.
The Rokon legal team requires the omission of these numbers.
It's at Checkers. I came through the drive-thru and ordered some food, and it went correct, so I asked him to correct it. And the manager on staff, she told me that she wasn't correct it in the lead.
So that's insubordination. So,
are you fighting with the store?
I'm at the store right now. Yes, I am.
Oh, no.
Stay there, sir. We have officers on their way.
Officers on the way for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hopefully.
That is not a reason to call 911. In Chicago, you call 311 for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2.
All right. Now, listen. This is sad. If you're a Trump employee and like you work at the hotels or resorts or wherever, and you have to wear the Trump thing on your coat or uniform, whatever you're wearing,
gotta get on the train wearing your uniform and go, you know, into the city.
Is it tough? Because let's face it, every day he says something that ticks off somebody, right?
Sure. And then you have to answer for it.
Jimmy Kimmel has come up with an answer to this. In a little video he calls Don't Blame Us.
We're Trump hotels, we're the place to stay. We're sorry that Donald turned out this way.
It's not our fault, we just licensed his name. Trump hotels, we're not to blame.
At Trump hotels, we're really, really sorry about everything. That's why this June is Apology Month. 30% off accommodations for Mexicans, Muslims, veterans, women, the disabled, and anyone else you called a loser, dummy, clown, failure, pig, lightweight, stiff, dope, or Pocahontas. At Trump Hotels, we want your business, not your birth certificate.
It's great.
And finally,
number 1.
Buddy Ryan, the famed inventor of the 46 defense, carried off the field by players in a Bears victory after Super Bowl 20, died early this morning at his home in Kentucky. 26 seasons in the NFL. He's part of three different staffs. Appeared in Super Bowls with three different staffs, I should say. But his crowning achievement was as defensive coordinator of the Bears back in 1985. And in 1991, he was asked about his very strained relationship with Mike Ditka.
You and Ditka. I think maybe the fact you didn't get along was you were too much alike.
Oh, I hope not. I think Mike took a job because he wanted a head job, and you know he had to accept me. There's no question. Mr. House already hired me. I hired my defensive coaches. I was a defensive coach. I tried to be nice and do the things the way they're supposed to be done, but I think Mike had a hard time adjusting. I think now that he's matured, that he doesn't have that problem.
It's great. The Chicago Bears put out the letter in 1981 that all the Chicago Bears members of the defense signed, begging for Buddy to keep his job.
And they wrote that to George Halas.
They wrote it to George Halas, and it's just amazing to read it now. We feel that we are a good defensive team. With Buddy's help, we can be a great defensive team in the near future.
And George Halas agreed. And history was made.
Absolutely true.
All right.
And then in that 30 for 30, real quick, sorry, there was that letter that Buddy Ryan wrote back to the 85 Bears team, to all those squads, and that was sort of the pinnacle of that 30 for 30 documentary.
Gives you
emotional stuff, yeah.
Buddy Ryan was 82.
The top five at five.